Every Tuesday this month at Carpenter's Hall in Independence National Historical Park, it is offering some high tea hosted by Dolly Madison. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on having tea with the historic figure who made throwing parties a cornerstone of American politics.
Dolly Madison was first lady to President James Madison in the early 19th century, and she wielded her power as a social butterfly to coax sparring congressmen into civility. At Carpenter's Hall, Madison is portrayed by actress Johanna Dunphy, who's wearing a period empire dress with lavender gloves, a blue satin wrap, and white feathers in her hair.
Everything is fun about playing Dolly Madison. She wanted other people to have a good time. She wanted people to be able to have a conversation regardless of their beliefs.
As Madison, Dunphy circulates among the two dozen guests to offer tips on making small talk.
So when you're having a conversation, especially with someone new, it's best to stay on neutral subjects. For example, the weather. My, was it not blustery when you walked in today?
It was just lovely.
I do not know how you've made it in here looking so divine after that wind was gushing all around.
Madison is chatting with Christine Smith. She and her friend Barbara Coleman each paid $85 to take tea with Madison.
Well, she was so important as Miss Congeniality. Just had a knack for pulling people together and bipartisanship. She was amazing.
Madison was a politically savvy first lady who kept a keen ear on who was saying what about whom in the Capitol. Then she would invite congressmen who were at loggerheads to her squeezes. Those were parties so crowded, people were forced to physically squeeze together. Carpenter's Hall executive director Michael Norris said those parties helped pull together a divided Congress.
They had to come to an agreement, right? They had to find consensus. And being physically in the same room at the same time, I think has a lot to do with how that happens. And hopefully we'll all learn a lesson from that we need to know today.
Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.